arms. It is time to shoot your favorite confetti cannon because welcome to this show. And if you're like, who the hell is this broad and what show are we talking about? I'm Jess and you are now listening to the Babe AF podcast. You know, babe as fuck, my second favorite F word besides Friday. So what you're going to find here is amazing tips and tricks on how to be the most confident version of yourself. Amazing dedicated time to celebrate yourself, especially when it involves confetti. And you'll be learning from or about amazing trailblazing babes of their time in their business. So I get to sit down and either teach you guys about some amazing women in history or sit down with the best babes in their industry that are blazing trails, doing amazing things, and who just really love what they're doing. And I cannot wait to share all of this with you guys. I'm so happy that you're here. If you've been a longtime listener, what up, bitches? If you're brand new, I'm so, so happy that you're here. So have a seat, get cozy, let's fucking go. Hey babes, it is the newest episode of the Babe AF podcast, episode number 181, and we're on the road. By that I mean we're literally in the car. I just have three things that I want to tell you today, and it's something that has been weighing on my heart and my mind for many, 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 many years, to be quite frank. There are some days where you don't want to do it. It is a relative term right now. It doesn't mean XYZ, right? You could know immediately what I'm talking about. For example, it for me today was going to work out. I have consistently worked out at least 5 days a week, if not six, for the past 2.5 weeks. This may seem like not a lot to you or pretty consistent with what you do, or you could look at me or hear my words and think I could never do that. Well, I have gotten myself to a point in my life where I am not happy with the way that I feel when I put on clothes. Some of my favorite pieces do not fit right now, and I'm here to tell you that that is okay. I will not be removing them from my closet. They are still in the range of clothing sizes that I normally wear. However, there are a lot of things that you do throughout life that make you unhappy, that make you sad, that make you feel like you've settled, that make you feel like you're not 100% yourself, and really make you doubt literally all days of your life. And then there are days where you feel fierce and badass as fuck. Now those days are hopefully more than the days where you are feeling the first one. But for me right now, I'm in a weird mindset where I don't necessarily know what I'm doing. All that to be said, what I mean for the first thing I said earlier was, if you don't want to do it, just try to do a little bit of it every day and see how that feels. I've recently been doing hot works class with weights after, and I can definitely tell that I feel stronger. But when I step on a scale and I know that the scale is not an indication of my self-worth or my body at the moment, but I haven't been this heavy since we got married. Y'all, I've been married for 12 years and 2 months. So I know I'm heading into the part of life where lots of things are transitioning. Apparently, I'm already past middle age, which is so fucking weird because when I was younger, I felt like middle-aged people were like 60. Now, it's very unrealistic to think that people live to be 120. But logically, most people live to be 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, if you're lucky. And then you get to the very few that get to be 100. What I'm saying is, I'm middle-aged, y'all. And it's okay. And even though I did not want to get up and leave the house after I got home from work today to go do it, it got done. I walked into the house pretty upset with myself today. A lot of brain fog. It could be due to the weather, allergies, cedar. I don't fucking know. It could just be a day that I am just not feeling it. And that's okay. And for me to be Mary fucking Sunshine all of the time is inconceivable. That was number one. Just go do it, whatever it is for you. And number two, I've been putting on blush and mascara along with some skincare every day for 3 weeks, and I fucking love it. I'm in my blush, my bright ass blush, mascara, light lip moment. Now, don't get me wrong. You guys know that I am a sucker for a red, bright lipstick. And trust me, it still happens. But right now, that color has moved a little bit more to my cheeks. And I like it. So number two is to do something that you know you like. Whether it be a staple that always makes you feel good, a necklace that you put on because it's sentimental. Fucking, I don't know. Does it make you feel good? Great. Fucking do it. Wear it. Show it off. Don't give a fuck about anybody else. It's wear what you want every day over here, not just on Wednesdays. Number three, and I'm going to close out because I need to go inside and eat food at, 8:15 at night. Number three, I'll say, is take your time. I feel like we're always rushing from one thing to another and not completing any fucking tasks that we're set out to do, goals we want to accomplish, dreams we want to fulfill. And give yourself some grace. So take your time and give yourself grace. What you're doing is impacting someone, no matter if they ever tell you. No matter if you ever meet them, no matter who they are or if you even know that they exist, here's the thing. Keep doing it, but take your time and give yourself grace in the moments where you feel fucked up that you're not immediately there. The hustle culture is so fucking crazy, and I hate even talking about it because I am there, you guys. I'm there all the time. What new idea can I think of? What can I put on a t-shirt? How many podcast episodes do I need to put out for people to like me? Are the words that I'm saying even working? Like, this platform here at Babe AF Podcast is still active because the things that I have to say, I need to hear for myself first and foremost. Because every so often, I need to kick my own ass. I need to tell someone else how I'm feeling. And that's y'all out there listening. I don't give a fuck if there's six of you that listen every week. I love the six of you. I don't care if I've only had 70 subscribers. I love you. I looked at my numbers yesterday, which I barely do. 13,000 downloads since the institution of this podcast in 2019. And I will tell you, I cannot believe the amount of joy that that brought me today. So if this resonates with you, like I say in every episode, please share with someone else. In summation, number one, just go do it no matter what your it is, because you will feel better after. Number two, do something that makes you feel good today. For me, recently, it's been putting on bright ass blush, a nude-ish lip gloss, and fucking mascara for the past 3 weeks. And number three, no matter what you're going through, take a deep breath and give yourself some grace. I want to let you guys know that I am here for you. I'm advocating for you. I'm loving on you. I am hyping you up. I am recording episodes in my car because I know I have to get shit out to you because I want to hear it and I want you to know that you're not by yourself in whatever it is you're feeling, because trust me, I'm right there with you. So thank you again for listening. Like I said, if this resonated for you, or you know you have a friend, family member, whatnot that needs to hear it, sorry. That's not your captain speaking. That is now me exiting the vehicle and rolling up the windows because I need to go inside and eat food and get some more protein in this body. And I just love you guys so fucking much. And I hope you have a great weekend. And I'm so stoked to kick it off every Friday for you with some good little confidence tips to make you feel better about the weekend. And if you cannot even believe we're at 181 episodes, we are, baby. All right. I'll talk to you guys soon. See you back on Monday for Unfuckery Chronicles. And do not forget to set your timer for noon on Wednesday, because we have our first Women to Watch episode with Melanie Allison, one of my favorite new artists, as well as owner of Girl Flock Party, as our first W2W in 2024. I hope you guys have a smashing weekend. Stay baby F. I love you so much. And it's time to kick ass and take names and fuck around and find out in 2024. I love you guys. Talk to you soon. Mwah! Oh, I can't get out of the car. Okay, bye. I gotta have it with hands. Doodles! All right, you guys, thanks for listening this week. And if something resonated with you, feel free to reach out to me on socials at TheBabeAFPod. And don't forget to rate, review, like, subscribe, all the things on those platforms. I'm on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and I might even try out YouTube soon. So buckle up, babes. Let's go. If you'd like to meet with me, have a coffee, plan an event, have a confetti moment, I don't know, y'all, feel free to do so through email at thebabeafpod@gmail.com. I hope you guys have the best day and the best time today. I can't wait to see you next time. Toodles.